The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It's Jamie Foxx, and you're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby.
We
are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Well, did the Dallas Cowboys get what they wanted? Did Dak get what he wanted? We are still, or Dak said that he is a Cowboy, but Dak's brother told another story on Twitter. He said, there's a reason I was never a Dallas Cowboys fan growing up or before they drafted Dak after today. Who knows how much longer I'll be cheering for them. Jalen, who do you believe, Dak or his brother?
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same in this relationship. They could go on and win championships. Dak could be a Hall of Famer. He's always going to point back to the time where Jimmy G played seven games and got paid. Jared Goff took his team to the Super Bowl and got paid. Carson Wentz didn't win a playoff game and got paid. And I couldn't get a long-term deal. So, yes, I believe the writing should be on the wall. I ultimately think he stays in Dallas long term, but I don't appreciate how this is being played out at this point.
I don't appreciate this either, because this clearly is a statement by the Dallas Cowboys that either Dak overvalues himself or they undervalue Dak. So I just want to take a look at exactly where Dak ranks amongst NFL quarterbacks. It's some key stats. Oh, wait, passing yards. That seems like an important one. Second in the NFL. Total QBR, fourth in the NFL. Passing touchdowns, another key stat, fourth in the NFL. If you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at these numbers, why wouldn't you commit long-term to someone with this type of production?
Leadership, durability, consistency, and here's the most important thing. You've already gotten the bargain. They will pay Andy Dalton more money this season than they paid Dak for three seasons, David Jacoby. And so at this point, you had a chance to take care of him. You didn't do it. He's still going to find a way to get top dollar franchise value-wise. Now you put yourself in position to cripple your cap going forward because you didn't get the deal done.
So, Jalen, you started this by saying that you do believe Dak stays long-term. I'm not as convinced. Why do you think Dak will have the star on his helmet for years and years to come?
Because they have Zeke in the backfield. They got a terrific offensive line. I would never have thought the way Amari Cooper's season ended with him on the sideline, he'd also get a $100 million deal. Draft CD Lambs. They got weapons. And so I'm pretty sure he liked being under center with those guys around him, Jacoby. And Dallas will be forced to take care of him because he's going to play the way he's been playing but continue to improve.
It doesn't seem like it, but it is going to be a prove-yourself year for Dak Prescott. It shouldn't be that way, but it is that way, and I am rooting for him because after this season, next season, Jerry Jones is going to have to write the big check and keep him there for years, as you suggest. Moving back to the NBA in Orlando, where we've heard there's been some action on the anonymous tip hotline, and Rudy Gobert says the hotline is petty. Jalen, we've all kind of snickered at this concept of this hotline. Do you think they should even have one to begin with?
I believe they should have one, Jacoby. And for national media consumption, I'm hearing the term snitch line being thrown around. That term is attributed to criminals that tell on their crimey when they get caught up, not to professional basketball players in a bubble during a pandemic that are entrepreneurs, husbands, fathers, and multimillionaires. if one of them tell on the other one, you know what that's called, Jacoby? Do you know what that's called?
Tattletaling. Happens in my house all the time. Tattletaling. Happens in my house a million times a day. Got three little kids.
And so I just want the players in the bubble to get the esteem that they deserve. These are professionals. And if somebody's not handling themselves with the discipline and the responsibility that they should, one of their peers or coaches or somebody in the bubble should let that be known. It's very important. Yes, everybody wants to play basketball and win a championship, but you know what we'd rather do? Live and be healthy. So it's the responsible thing to do, and I'm glad the NBA did it.
There was a report from The Athletic that they're going to have used the next team meetings to sort of reiterate the importance of not allowing people from outside the bubble into the bubble. Jalen, why do you think they chose now to do that?
Well, you got to do a reiteration because once you get your 48-hour quarantine and you do your couple of posts about how the food looks like lunch in middle school, then all of a sudden Dame has a birthday party. And then it's Cristal, it's lemon pepper wings, everybody enjoying themselves. You know, it's like the grown-up AAU All-American camp where everybody's a millionaire. They're just having fun, seeing each other in the room, at the bar, at the pool, rinse and repeat. And so that atmosphere is going to force people to relax, Jacoby. You're going to start walking to the door and get your room service half naked with your tights on and barefoot without a robe. And just certain things when you start to feel comfortable that the league want to tighten back up.
Yeah. Well, I want to know about these DJ parties. Remember they said they're going to fly in DJs to put on like big DJ sets? I want to know about those. When are those going down? And what's it going to be like just have a bunch of dudes sitting around nodding their heads? That's what I want to see. Oh, will you go down there? DJ Motown Clown's going to put on?
That's my role.
Jalen, we detailed the saga of Elena Deladon and her decision whether or not to go into the WNBA bubble. She suffers from Lyme disease, where her doctor said that she was high risk. However, the WNBA doctors says that she was not high risk. That discrepancy means that were she not to go, she would not get paid. Well, a little Monday morning quarterbacking from the Washington Mystics, who say, oh, no, 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 no. We were going to pay her all along. That was never in question. We were going to pay her. Do you think there's a little bit of revisionist history on behalf
of Washington?
Funny what?
7 days of change. It was all good just a week ago when we were on this program talking about her petition and how she was going back and forth with the team and or the league to not have to choose between her health and her salary when she has a pre-existing condition that forces her to take approximately 65 pills every day to function, let alone to play basketball. We talked about that on this show, and they heard the cries. This is a classic example, like the Washington NFL team, of caving to public pressure. Mm-hmm. If she didn't go on SportsCenter, if we weren't talking about it, they were still trying to figure it out. When they saw that we were paying attention, oh, we were going to take care of it anyway. That is not true.
Of course we were going to do that. That was our plan all along. Of course it was. And you just saw some of those impressive stats from Elena Deladon. Well, I've got an impressive stat from someone in the NBA, PJ Tucker. This is the most unbelievable number ever associated with PJ Tucker. He brought not 90, 91 pairs of sneakers to the Orlando bubble. He is known for his sneaker game. He puts a lot of time and effort and money into his sneaker game. But 91 pairs of sneakers, that is about 80 pairs too many for the bubble. Jalen, why would you ever travel with 91 pairs of sneakers to go to an NBA bubble?
A craftsman always needs each tool in the toolbox, even if they're going to a job that doesn't call for it. And just let me do some time for you. He may be there if they go to the championship 3 months.
That's about 90 days.
That's a pair a day. That's a pair a day, Jacoby. And those may be some that he rock. Those some may be some that he consider wearing in the game. You got to try to figure it out. It's the equivalent of somebody that wants to take their pet with them, you know, just to have that level of comfort. That's how he sees his kicks. And I'm not mad at him. You'll do the same thing. If you didn't have a house full of kids, you have a house full of shoes.
I like this. It's not that he needs to wear the sneakers. They're like emotional support sneakers. He just wants to look at them. He wants to know that he has them. He just wants to sit in his small room and just be surrounded by his sneakers, just to see the swath of colors. It's like a Jackson Pollock painting for him that calms him so he can shoot 40% from three and be a key part of the Rockets playoff run. You have me convinced. When we started this topic, I was like, that is way too many sneakers. But now that I realize that they're emotional support sneakers, now I'm picking him as the Finals MVP.
And don't be a whistleblower during this entanglement.
It's time for someone to join the show named Negative Jacoby. New York Nico is one of my favorite followers on Instagram. He's a documentarian, just walks the streets of New York and brings some of the character of the city to Instagram. And this is one of his posts recently that got a lot of attention. That's, I believe, is in Washington Square Park. And we have this gentleman, a masked gentleman, mind you, levitating 4 feet off the ground. But you know what? This is Negative Jacoby time. I've seen this trick before. You see that rug underneath him? That rug underneath him is a big metal bar that he's basically sitting on. And that cane that he's holding, there's a support cane, there's a support beam that goes up that cane. He's basically just sitting on a bench in the middle of the park, and now he went viral. Negative Jacoby sees through your tricks.
Why are you calling out his hustle, man?
Just because you're not wearing that robe because you want to look cool in a robe. You're wearing that robe to cover up the support system. That rug doesn't need to be there, does it? Watch how he folds the cane. That's not a natural way to put down a cane, Jalen. That is not natural. Negative Jacoby sees right through your tricks. I'm not putting a dollar inside that bucket that I'm sure is next to you.
Oh, no. Zion left the bubble. We'll discuss after the break. Got to give the people.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. This is the segment where Jalen decides what we discuss.
Woo, it is time tang, woo,
for
tang.
Keep it moving. If you would like to discuss the topic, just say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with some bad news for an NBA star. Keep it moving
hit
or hit the
brakes.
Turns out Zion Williamson has to attend to a family matter, so he will be leaving the bubble. Jalen, what do you think about this revelation?
I just hope that he's safe leaving the bubble clearly and he's able to attend to his family member. Prayers and blessings to him and his. But also, it's going to be interesting to see if he's able to get back into the bubble. They're around four games back of the eighth spot. And you know after these eight games, there will be a play-in if you're within that length of games. So the Pelicans, as long as he returns, have a legit chance to make the playoffs.
There were many that were sort of pointing out the fact that the rule structure and the schedule kind of sort of was, you know, beneficial for the New Orleans Pelicans, who just so happened to have the most exciting, you know, young player, one of the top two. But who knows? Hopefully he gets back in the bubble and safely returns to the court. Next up, Derrick Henry got paid. Keep it moving or hit the break.
I'm happy to see him get paid, but if you other running backs is trying to get paid, you're not enthusiastic about this deal. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Next up, Myles Garrett signed a deal with $100 million guaranteed. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
The Cleveland Browns got to live up to the hype this year. Keep it moving. Congratulations, Myles.
We keep it moving.
Next, my favorite prospect who is going to be available in this year's draft, LaMelo Ball. Just showing us what he can do. Just showing us the work that he's putting in. Let's just check in on LaMelo Ball in the gym. Jalen, between the legs. And what I love about this is it really features
LaMelo Ball's strength, which is passing. Look at that. The pass was more impressive than the dunk. This is an embodiment of his game, which is why I love him so much. What do you think about this dunk?
Versatility, skill, athleticism, court vision. Whoever gets him next year in the NBA is going to get a terrific talent that's going to be a franchise player.
Please be the New York Knicks or the Detroit Pistons. Next up, we'll decide whether or not we want to talk about De'Aaron Fox. Jalen, keep moving or hit the break.
Get well soon with that ankle injury, young fella. Yeah, keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, another update from friend of the show,
hit
Jorge Masvidal.
The breaks.
I remember staying up late to watch the Usman Masvidal fight. And afterwards, when they were in the octagon, he said, I'm going to win a couple more times and then we'll run it back. It was sort of a tacit agreement. Well, it seems like he doesn't want to fight anybody else. He wants an immediate rematch with Usman. Now, he took it on such short notice that perhaps he deserves this. What do you think?
I want to give Usman his flowers because he took care of business. But as a guy that prefers striking, he did a lot of grabbing and grappling, did a lot of foot stomping, and he's just smothered my guy Masvidal, who's a terrific striker, who was without his trainer, who wasn't able to be in his corner because of coronavirus. You mentioned the six-day notice, and he had to lose 20 pounds. Let's run it back, and we going to be in attendance this time. He want to know when we there.
Jalen, there's no way you're flying to Abu Dhabi. There's no way you're going to flat out. So don't even talk like that. There's no way. If I
we'll fly to the party. You're right.
If I had a globe right in front of you right now, could you find Abu Dhabi on it?
I'm not going to be able to do it.
You know what? I can't lie. I couldn't either. Like, I'm in the general vicinity, but geography is not my strong suit.
There.
Next up, there is a buried treasure in your home.
Hit. The breaks.
See, I love this idea. A jeweler in Michigan said he buried a treasure, which I can only imagine is some sort of jewels or jewelry, and he wants to sell tickets to people that could potentially get a map and figure out where it is in the scavenger hunt. Jalen, will you be joining the search for the treasure?
This better be legit. For real, for real. You can't be acting like you got $1 million worth of anything buried and you got people spending their time, their energy, getting shovels, gavels, and instruments, and then it's not legit. The other thing, I'm on my way, dog. I'm about to call and get a flight.
You're on your
right
way?
Now. I might miss the show tomorrow.
Wait, time out. Before you jump on that flight, let me just say this. I've bought so little jewelry in my life, but you have bought a lot. And we both know this. What they value the jewelry at isn't exactly what it is. So he says, oh, it's $1 million worth of jewels. But you know if you're going to buy it from him, he'd be like, but I'll give it to you for $200,000. I'll just do a deal. I'm not even going to make money on this. I'll give it to you. It's worth $1 million, but I'll give it to you for $200,000 because I like you. You know that's how they get down.
Jewelers always had a hookup. Let them tell it.
We will come back soon. A lot more to discuss.
You got to give the people what they want.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there were some problems on social media. It started with Nick Cannon on a podcast who expressed some anti-Semitic feelings and thoughts. And then he was fired by Viacom. And then Dwayne Wade tweeted support of Nick Cannon. And then Dwayne Wade apologized, saying he was not fully informed as to exactly what Nick said. Jalen, what do you feel about this development?
Freedom of speech has a cost, Jacoby. And the one thing about being an oppressed people, when you want to speak about the plight of others, you just got to make sure you're disciplined, you're diligent, and you're educated. And I've seen a couple of cases of people come out and say things that they felt like they regretted and apologize for them. And in this climate, in order for us to continue to get towards the equality that we desire, there will be some tough and uncomfortable conversations. And I hope that we're so very willing to have them versus feeling like if somebody says something out of the ordinary or controversial, that we feel like we're just going to cancel them.
Jalen, I think you brought up the word equality, and I think it's so important to express that equality is a blanket thing across all genders, all races, all ethnicities, all belief systems. Equality is as simple as that. It's equality for all. And I think that that's one thing that we can always fall back on and remember. Next up, Jalen, Jonathan Kuminga, a hot prospect who will one day play in the NBA, has skipped a college opportunity to play in the G League. Do you think more prospects will do this moving forward?
Well, the Bermuda Triangle is going to be going to the G League, going overseas, and then trying to figure a way to go to some sort of prep school in order to get to the NBA if you decide not to go to college. And now that the G League are paying players more, this is going to be an alternate route. Hopefully he gets drafted by a squad that works hand in hand with their G League team and puts him in position like they've done this year's prospects and put him in position to be great.
I think all of this is really just accelerating to the point when you can go straight from high school to the NBA like you used to be able to. Jalen, today is a special day. Very special day. Someone who brought you so much joy is celebrating their 52nd birthday. Please take some time on this day to celebrate Barry Sanders.
Ooh, look at Barry. Ooh, turn upside down. You're turning me. Hey, man, it's so electric. And I know Emmitt has more rings and Sweetness have more yards, but they're not as electric and enthusiastic and exciting as Barry Sanders. And everybody knows it. Without a fullback, tough to bring down, breakaway speed, the humility that he had on and off the field. He always carried himself with discipline. And when he got to the end zone, Jacoby, he was unlike you and I. He act like he'd been there before.
Absolutely. I would just say this. I'm actually glad the Lions didn't draft Tua. Do you know why? Because they forced Barry Sanders to retire early. They forced Megatron to retire early. And they probably would have done the same to Tua. So I'm glad we get to see Tua's full career because he did not go to the Detroit Lions. Jalen, it is time for What's Your Number?
That is wrong.
What's Your Number is the segment where we show Jalen a video and then he tells us how much it would take for him to partake. Jalen,
money.
A little ladder. You can climb a ladder. You can climb a ladder, no problem. Jalen, how
oh,
much?
Oh, no. Oh,
to
no.
Climb this ladder. How
oh,
much
no.
money?
Oh, no. That's cultural, not financial. There isn't a price. It's going to make me put myself in that
no
position. I'm not
going
to be able to do it.
There's no safety.
I can't even vision how we get started here.
So ever. We will be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Dan Levitard.
I'm on the stairwell.
Highly questionable.
To heaven.